The following program is brought to you in living color.
In tasting wines, there's three things that you watch and enjoy. One is the color of the wine. See how nice the color of this is? And the next thing is the aroma. And you smell the product. Hold it.
Hold it by the stem.
Yeah, the proper way is right here.
It's The Wine Crush, the show that's all about the grape and the lifestyle it creates. Now, here's your host for The Wine Crush, Laura Lawson.
I've never taken orders from anyone. As long as I live, I'll never take orders from anyone. I'm young and strong and nothing can touch me.
Welcome to The Wine Crush. I'm Laura Lawson, your Chardonnay sipping diva, and you are listening to a show that's all about the grape in all its glory, all the vine, all the time, and today especially, everything you never wanted to know about wine, but we're going to have to hear about anyway. Yes, today is a very, very special show. As my producer is calling it, this is a glorified science experiment, because we do know that after a while, you may shockingly get tired of hearing my voice solely here on The Crush. Well, today we may overwhelm you because we're doing something entirely different. Today, yes, we're going to have seven people in the studio dropping in, saying hello, putting their 2 cents worth in, a little bit of everything. And at the heart of all that, yes, after all my years of bashing the French and talking about the fact that they're beating on the studio with a baguette and their berets or throwing their guns down randomly, I have allowed one in the studio. Not only have I allowed one in the studio, I have given him copious amounts of alcohol and let him bring in a sword. So, for better or worse, this may be the last show you ever hear, Laura Lawson, hosted by The Wine Crush. But until that point, we're going to have a lot of laughter, a lot of fun. It is my pleasure now to introduce our special guest. We have Jérôme Gendin. He is the international ambassador for Tattinger Champagne, and for our loyal listeners, you know that that is my lifeblood, my favorite champagne, the wine I choose to celebrate with, so I figured what better time to actually extend the olive branch than with the man behind my favorite bubbles. Jérôme, welcome to the studio, and welcome to the Wine Crush.
Thanks, Laurie.
It is nice to have you here. Now, for our listeners, before this thing goes downhill like I anticipate it to, let me tell you how all this started and how the concept of this particular incident of The Crush came about. Jérôme was in town to do a lovely luncheon for some of my favorite people in the wine business. I figured that we'd get some nice, civilized, sophisticated people together. I'd bring a man to talk about champagne and the finer points of this excellent beverage, and that all of us would have this great intellectual conversation. I should have known better by the time I got my group of friends together that by the time you gave them alcohol, the whole concept was going to go out the window. So the more we drank Tattinger, the more we discussed the idea of how champagne affects what we do in our lifestyles, the more it became, let's just say, a little bit unbalanced. So the more we drank, we decided to reenact that whole luncheon for y'all's benefit. So in doing so, to let you know about our other fine studio guests today, we have Mr. Peter Grills of the Ballantine Hotel.
Hi.
We have Gary Oikemus. Of course, our loyal listeners will recognize my occasional fill-in guest host. Gary, welcome back.
Thank you so much. It's great to be back.
It's nice to see you back in that chair, at least what I can see of your head. All right.
Shiny, isn't it?
Huh?
Shiny, isn't it?
Well, the glare is getting me a little bit, but we'll forgive you. Things have changed in a bit. We also have a special guest, Frank. Frank, thank you for joining us.
It's my pleasure. How are you, Laura?
I'm lovely. He's our mystery guest. He's sitting over there with a mask and a cape. You never know what's going to happen. Now, the rest of our peanut gallery is comprised by some odds and ends friends, some girls who absolutely love some bubbles, and, of course, the man behind bringing Jérôme in town, Mr. Sean Nowak of Cobrand Corporation.
Hello.
So, as you can tell, I want everyone to note how quiet everyone is at the start of this, because I'm sure it's going to go downhill. But, as always, we encourage you to call and let us know what you think of The Crush. Give us a call, 1-800-477-CRUSH, or call us on the wine line, 877-4-CRUSH-1. But also, you can email me directly, lauralawson@winecrush.com. Well, enough of the setting of the scene, enough of letting you know what's going on. Jérôme, we're here to talk about champagne. We're here to talk about relations between the American and French. And, of course, we're here to hear all about what you think about champagne, Americans, and how the transition is going. So, having said that, Jérôme, let's start with your biography. How did you get involved with Tattinger?
Long story. I did law school. Nobody's perfect, correct?
Correct.
Especially in USA.
So not only are you French, you're a lawyer?
Yeah, I was.
And I let you in here with a sword.
Yeah, you see.
Okay, good.
That's okay. I know you're going to assume me you're American, but that's no problem for me.
Yes, what
I
is
got
it?
A French passport.
Yeah, I was going to say, don't you think Americans have a favorite sport?
Yeah, national sport is to sue everybody else.
Very, very nice.
Yeah. And French is to cheat the government because we hate paying taxes.
So if we put us both together, then we can actually cheat the government and then sue them?
That would be great.
See, there we go.
We can celebrate and drink more champagne.
Perfect. All right, but we digress. How'd you get involved with Tattinger?
A long story short, after a while, you know, in luxury business, in car business, and software as well, and I used to work for Hermes. I've been just sending some resume after my EMBA I passed in London because I wanted to boost my career. It was 5 years ago.
So essentially, you're intelligent. You are actually educated beyond your intelligence.
We'll say that in 2 hours.
Okay.
So I sent some resume, and a couple of companies answered right away, and one of them was Tattinger. And it was a really, really a kind of a, I would say, a crash, you know, in a good way.
A crash?
A good way. It was a crash, a chaos, passioning meeting with Mr. Tattinger, as we say in French. And he told me we need somebody for North America and the world as well, but let's start with North America. Are you ready to go there? Because there is one request, you have to leave in USA. My answer was, when do I take off?
Oh, I knew there was a reason I liked you.
I'm from Normandy. I'm not French.
Okay, so you've actually been adapted to the American culture then.
More than that, you came to my country. You remember that?
Vaguely. You're the only one old enough in the room to remember it, but certainly wasn't me.
No, just missed a couple of points of the history, but that's fine. We're going to talk about that later.
All right.
So that's how I came to Tattinger, and I came right away after a training. I passed a degree in a Champagne Institute in Champagne Vineyard in the town called AI or AY. And I came here in spring 05, so it's going to be 5 years in a couple of weeks. I'm here living in USA and happy to live here.
So you live here permanently?
Correct. I love your country. You know why?
Why?
I don't pay so much taxes regarding France.
I can understand that. Living here so long, does that make you a dual citizen?
No.
Okay.
Not yet.
Are you going to apply?
Maybe. It takes 7 years before you're able to apply.
Do we get to vote?
Yes, you can vote, guys.
Okay.
I mean, you know what? This country didn't request me. I request this country. So let's be humble. We'll see.
All right. Well, we'll have to wait 2 more years and we'll all take a vote and see whether or not we're going to let you in.
If you vote, I think everybody is going to follow.
If he keeps bringing champagne, we'll vote him in.
Okay. Fair enough. All right. So you obviously have had a great 5 years with Tattinger. You've become very, very familiar with the brand. As you come to the States to sell Tattinger, what is the most predominant thing on your mind? When you come in, you see American culture, you see what we're drinking. Do you see Tattinger as a challenge? Do you see it as an advocacy? How do you look at Americans with regard to your champagne?
First of all, and instead of talking only about Tattinger, but champagne in general, this country has been, for many reasons I still ignore or don't understand, think that champagne is for celebration. The way celebration we think in Europe and you think is really, really different. You think only 4 or 5 days per year. We do 4 or 5 days per week. So that's the first challenge, whatever the champagne house you carry or you represent. Second of all, regarding Tattinger, that's true that we've got just to give more time to this country to get more knowledgeable about champagne.
Okay.
You know, many people give, you know, a hard time to this country. 35 years ago, you used to drink beer and bourbon, that's it. So you improve a lot about wine, production of wine and everything. So give time to time, but we're going to reach the target.
So we're moving in the right direction.
Definitely.
All right, we're going to take a small break right here. And for our listeners, this is probably the calmest it's going to be. But when we return, more questions on champagne, more questions about American-French relations, and we'll see if we can keep the peace at least for a little bit longer.
Check out WineCrush.com for weekly wine recommendations, recipes, blogs, and news items.
I heard in the news the other day about how one man's $3,000 credit card balance exploded to over $10,000 in no time at all. As good as the plastic in your wallet may be, if you run into any problems with your credit card companies, they'll hit you so hard with late and over-limit fees that your head'll spin and so will your debt. At that point, you cannot stop your runaway debt problem. Well, yes, you can. If your credit card debt is out of control, you're getting collection calls, you're mad as hell, and you can't take it anymore, call us and one of our partner companies will negotiate on your behalf and show you strategies to help you get out of debt.
If you have $10,000 or more in unsecured debt, call now for a free debt analysis. 800-948-6815. 800-948-6815. 800-948-6815.
Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway announcement.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, against the better judgment of our management team, we're going to prove to you once and for all that Proactiv works. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv and receive our legendary refining face mask free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first callers and you'll receive a 60-day trial of Proactiv Solution risk-free, plus a free refining face mask when you call 1-800-727-8614.
Proactiv's combination therapy system uses prescription-grade acne medicine and soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. It's so effective it transforms blemishes and bumps into clear, smooth skin.
You can have beautiful, healthy-looking skin. Put us to the test and we'll prove it. Get your risk-free 60-day trial plus a free refining face mask. Call toll-free now, 1-800-727-8614. That's 1-800-727-8614.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
I might look like an adult, like a person who could possibly be a parent, but I have no idea how to talk like one. And everyone knows that if you want to be a parent, you have to sound good when you say things like, "Don't make me turn this car around," or "Because I said so," or "Don't make me come back there." I don't even really know what those things mean, but I know that I actually believed my parents when they said them to me. How did they manage to sound so convincing? Here we go. "Don't make me come back there." Ugh, no, that's not tough enough at all. Kids can sense weakness. "Don't make me come back there." Ooh, yeah, that's better. In fact, that kind of sounded like my dad. Weird.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to listen to you practice your dad voice. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
Honey, put this on top of the minivan.
We're only going for 2 weeks. You want me to back the kitchen sink, too?
Well, is there room?
Hey, you guys, you going on vacation?
Who's that?
I don't know.
Because we're planning on robbing your house tonight.
All right, I'm calling an alarm service.
Wouldn't it be great if you could be warned of life's risks? If you have diabetes, you can. There's a simple blood test called A1C that can help measure your risk of complications from diabetes. Why is it important? Because more than 600 people every day die from diabetes and its complications. If your A1C is above 7, your doctor can show you how to lower it. If you have diabetes, know your risk. Know your A1C. Ask your doctor, or for more information, go to www.diabetesa1c.org or call 1-877-TEST-A1C. Brought to you by the American Diabetes Association, Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation International, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to this special edition of the Wine Crush. For those of you just catching on, there are five of us at least at any given time in the studio, the important man being Jerome Jardin, from this point on known as JJ, because as I've been told, Southerners can't speak French and shouldn't try. So JJ, our International Director of Tattinger, is our special guest, and we have made it through the first segment without anybody killing each other. So I consider that great. But also, for those of you listening, please know, there are 7 different bottles of Tattinger floating around the studio and a 3-liter. So as we continue on with the day, I'm sure it's going to get more entertaining. And Kent, are you hanging in there?
So far, so good.
How's the bleep button going?
It's going great. I'm right on top of it. No problem. I'm just glad to see that you have friends.
I do have friends, socially. It's shocking.
Yeah.
Although one of them just surprised me. They asked me what I did to write the show. And I thought,
to write the show?
Yes, to write the show.
Okay.
Yes.
How nice.
Yes, we do that very well, which is why Kent sits on the bleep button. All right, so we are off and rolling. We are having a little bit of champagne. And just so you will stick around, we let Jerome, or JJ, into the studio specifically with a knife because we are going to saber a bottle of champagne, which means he's going to willingly cut the top off of a live bottle. For those of you who are really into, I don't know, it's kind of like NASCAR. You watch it so you can see the wrecks. Stick around and listen to this one. We'll see if there's any bloodshed before it's all said and done. So we were having a little bit of fun before we took a break, and we were talking about Jerome living in the States and representing Tattinger. And, of course, he said a couple things I wanted to follow up on. Jerome, I have been in
the wine
business for such a long time. I have called it Tattinger ever since. Am I incorrect?
No, nobody's incorrect. Nobody is wrong. Nobody is right. It's Tattinger in French, but as long as you drink it, we really don't care.
Doesn't matter. The more you drink, you can't say it anyway?
Oh, whatever. You say Tattinger on the West Coast, Tattinger on the East Coast. Oh, we go hunting with Tattinger, whatever. Drink it.
Very nice. Once again, Jerome's having fun with the Southern accent thing. It's going to get ugly. Just be warned. All right. Actually, we were laughing. I mentioned earlier in the segment that we talked about this whole concept over a lunch we did, once again, with a lot of champagne. But the fact that Jerome just said something about Tatty. Jerome, the story you told us at the lunch about a media opportunity you had with a local celebrity, would you care to tell our listeners about that, please?
Which story?
This is the one with you and Jay-Z.
Oh, no, it's not me, it was Jay-Z. But Jay-Z, when, of course, he kicked out Crystal of his club, you know, kept asking all the big champagne houses, you know, about, you know, a partnership. But unfortunately, we're not on the same page, let's put it that way, because some people consider the champagne as free, whatever it's mine or somebody else. I don't think it should be free. But in this country, it sounds like funny. You know, you have like an event. Oh, I'm going to have the press, the media, whatever. So I need 120 cases of champagne. It's going to be great. Yeah, especially for you, not for me. It's a hardest way to produce a bottle of wine is champagne. It's really expensive because it's a small vineyard. So people don't understand that. They always think that we're flying in private jet and everything. We do not complain, but it's not the case. Why? Because if you put the money in marketing and private jet, you don't have a good stuff. So there's two ways of doing above champagne. So coming back to the subject, I got your point. Short question, long answer, typical French. This famous, you know,
short,
man.
Short something else, typical French,
yeah,
I'm sure.
Yeah. What?
Nothing.
The tongue, darling? Go to the point. So he asked us, I would say, to Dom Perignon, Grand Dame, you know, and the others, and one of us, it was Tattinger, to have the famous Count de Champagne in his clubs. But I would say the contract was really, really not fair on our side. And I told him, you know, whatever he was really famous, which is correct, we're in the business in 1734. So I would have loved or appreciate, I would say, a more manners or respectable behavior.
Absolutely. But it seems to me you came up with a particular rap, so you convinced Jay-Z to put it in a song.
But at the same time, he told me, why should I have Tattinger if I want it in my club? And I say, you know, you represent a big world of rappers, yo, yo, yo. So I told him that we have got a song of Tattinger, that I drive my caddy, smoke my fatty, and sip my teddy, yo, yo, yo. And he just loved it. Because he couldn't expect from a classical Frenchman that I would say so and I will know a little bit his world. So he laughed and he said, I just love it, but I stay on my contract and on the numbers. I say, sir, so you know what? We'll stay on our side and I respect you. And he came to another brand, which is successful and great for him.
I think so. For our listeners, if you get a chance, of course, there's going to be various web posting. This is actually going to be one of those wine crushes you're going to get to watch as well as listen. We're going to punish you twice before it's said and done. So as you think about that rap song that Jerome just came on, please pop on thewinecrush.com. And once you take a look at the wonderful, charming, little elegant man that is sitting to my left, it will really hit home with you how entertaining that story is. All right, we're talking about champagne and its impact in America, and I think a lot of people have questions when it comes to champagne. I agree with something you said wholeheartedly, and I know it's something that the room has discussed. I think it's just an aberration that the American public thinks that the only time they can drink champagne is to celebrate. And as a group forum, what can we do to get away from that? You know, our listeners, obviously, we need to encourage you that champagne is not just for Valentine's Day and New Year's Eve, but you know, we have different clubs represented here. We have different hotels. Peter, what do y'all do in your hotels to get people away from just drinking champagne on these special occasions?
We think it's a great starter, really, for any meal that somebody's having. So if they're coming into the restaurant as opposed to starting with a cocktail, that's the suggestion that we make when somebody sits down in the restaurant.
Do people find this price prohibitive? I know. I mean, let's face facts. I wouldn't have seven bottles of Tattinger floating around the room if I hadn't twisted Jerome's arm. So obviously, is there an expense factor as people go into this?
Well, one of the good things about Tattinger is that there are different price points with the wine. So you can offer it by the glass, and that's where we've probably been the most successful, where somebody can get in and try a glass of it, not spend a tremendous amount of money, and then they're learning about the product if they've never had it before and can, in a sense, order up if they want something a little bit better.
Well, in that kind of sense, when we look at things, I know that some people, I've heard this from other champagne houses and producers, that they don't like people serving champagne by the glass if they're serving out of 750 bottles, for the simple fact that if they only serve one glass, it gets flat. Jerome, how do you feel about that?
That's a wrong perception. Of course, if you leave the bottle open, you know, when you pour.
Focus, sweetheart, focus.
Yes, I focus, darling. You just impressed me. You're so cute. So I was saying that when you pour one glass, you know, I got you. When you pour one glass, you don't put a stopper, which means the system on the top of the bottle to, I would say, save the bubbles. Of course, going to get flat, but not in 5 minutes or 10 minutes. Not number one. Number two, you know, you let open the bottle a couple of hours and you still enjoy the bubbles. And your palate, you know, I would say, deserved and appreciate even better smaller bubbles, less bubbly, because it's still a wine. Number three, for the restaurants, you know, or hotels, you know, part, when people drink champagne, you know, you pour a bottle in one afternoon or one dinner, it's okay.
Or kind of like at my house where you pour it in, I don't know, an hour and a half of me and the blonde are drinking it. So
yeah,
we
but
get that.
You know, I still have this stupid question. What do I do with what is left in the bottle? My answer is next. I don't have any time to answer those people who drink that way or think that way. Drink it, damn it, period.
I like the way you think. All right, so we are asking questions on champagne. We are having a lot of fun today, but we encourage you, call in. Let us know what your questions about champagne are. Call us 877-4CRUSH1 or email us Laura Lawson, LauraLawson at winecrush.com. Even though we are going to be towards the end of the show at some point, doesn't mean we can't talk Jerome into coming back, or as always, I am your answer person. Well, we're having a lot of fun here, but we got to take a small break. When we return, of course, we're going to take calls from you and have more insightful comments from JJ.
Are you feeling the credit card crunch, increasing prices and the cost of credit are stretching budgets and preventing people just like you from getting ahead or just catching up with their debts? American Financial Solutions is a nonprofit organization that can help you get back on track with your debts and strengthen your financial situation. We offer a customized debt management plan, not a consolidation loan or a settlement, but a renegotiation of terms with your current creditors. You could benefit from lower interest rates, reduced fees, finally having your past due accounts brought back into current status, and a single monthly payment. So if you're falling behind on your credit cards, medical bills, or accounts and collections, get your current statements together and give American Financial Solutions a call now.
Here's the number for your free debt analysis. 800-430-8804. 800-430-8804. 800-430-8804. Not all services available in all states. Terms and conditions apply.
What would you do if you had to choose between the buffalo and the giraffes? Between a flower or an elephant? What would you choose? What if you had to decide between a 100-year-old tree and a million-year-old beach. Between drinking clean water or breathing clean air, would you make the right choice? Would there be a right choice? Now there's a way to help. Not just one, but all these things. EarthShare, the world's leading environmental groups working together. It's one choice we can all live with.
This ad sponsored by Ad Council and EarthShare.
We are talking about our world today. Oh, and someone's on the line.
Hi, I'm Jacqueline.
Welcome, Jacqueline. How old are you? You sound so young.
I'm 8.
Oh, wow. I assume you're a student, right?
Yes, from Jefferson Elementary. And I have a question.
Sure. And what's your question?
We all know the Earth has 7 continents that currently carry 193 countries. Those continents make up 29% of the Earth's surface, meaning that the vast majority of our planet, 71%, is comprised of water. Taking into consideration man automatically adapts to environmental conditions, why is it that I need to take swimming lessons?
Are you ready for kids who eat healthy? Good nutrition can lead to great things. To find out how a healthy lifestyle can help your child succeed, go to mypyramid.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the Ad Council and USDA.
From the vantage point, Mafatu saw 6 war canoes drawn up on the beach. But what held the boy's eyes in awful trance were the figures springing and leaping about the flames, darting, shifting, bounding toward the sky. The eaters of men. Cannibals. Firelight glistened on their oiled bodies, on flashing spears and bristling decorations. Mafatu watched the strange scene, powerless to move, and he felt doom itself breathing chill upon his neck. In that very instant, he heard a crashing in the undergrowth. 4 figures were tearing toward him through the jungle. He could see them now. He turned and ran blindly down the trail, slipping, sliding, stumbling, his breath all but choking in his throat. Only one thought gave him courage as he ran. His canoe ready and waiting. If only he could reach it before the savages overtook him. Explore new worlds. Find out what happens next by reading the book Call It Courage by Armstrong Sperry. For other great book ideas, visit literacy.gov.
I tried to make it Sunday, but I got so damn depressed.
You're listening to The Crush. I'm Laura Lawson, your favorite Chardonnay sipping diva. Today we're not just sipping on Chardonnay, we are guzzling champagne, and we are doing it with the pleasure with Mr. Jerome Gendine. He is the International Director of Tattinger, and I'm going to try 18 different ways to pronounce his name just to have a little bit of fun and see if I can make his face turn red. So we're having a lot of fun with that, and our in-studio guest. But, of course, this show is nothing if it's not about you. And, of course, the wine line is wide open today. And for those of you who have not called it before, 877-4-CRUSH-1. But right now we have a call on the wine line with some specific champagne questions. Actually, right now we're having a few technical difficulties, so we'll just have to go back into the studio and figure that one out. See, Jerome, we have technical difficulties in the United States as well. But you should know that. You had problems getting here, didn't you?
It happens to anybody. No, it was not technical. It was just weather. Bad weather you had like 2 days ago. I had in New York City, and we couldn't take off. That happens to everybody. So Don't blame your country.
So it had nothing to do with the fact that we banned you from the studio for a while.
Oh, my God. Stop it.
Definitely not.
Well,
for our listeners, I know we've been cutting up a little bit here, but I do have some very specific champagne questions that may help all of us. Jerome, you've lived here in the States for a while, so I'm trying to do some compare and contrast. When you think about the area of Champagne, the region of Champagne, give our listeners an idea of the scope of the size of it. Are we talking something the size of Rhode Island? Are we talking something the size of Texas? Put it in perspective for our listeners.
Okay, right now the vineyard of Champagne, which is planted and running for being, you know, pressed and used as production, is 35,000 hectares, which means 87,000 acres.
I was about to say, you Europeans always do this hectares kind of thing, and it confuses the rest of us. Speak English.
Listen until the end of the question and after criticize. I was not finished.
Okay.
So I was saying, when you interrupt me, that 87,000 acres, that means if you put all the entire vineyard, wherever they are located on this planet together, will represent 1%. Now you got a picture. So it's really tiny. You want to keep it that way. Even recently, and I know your next question, that's why I just anticipate about your nasty behavior. That
I
we extend.
Being nasty
yeah,
yet,
oh, you are
frog.
Definitely. And
I really like this guy. Yes. I like this guy.
And so we extend truly for truly reason that because the new market like India, China, and Middle East is going to be so big and growing so much that we wanted to keep the kind of a tiny vineyard even when extended. And we extended around like 14%.
All right. I love the fact that you think you're in my head. You still haven't answered my question. 87,000 acres. Is that closer to Rhode Island or Texas?
I have no idea. Give me Texas and Rhode Island. How many acres?
Okay.
Do you know your geography, honey?
I know the size.
Yeah, you don't know. You know the size.
That's
what
why
size?
I'm trying to put it in perspective.
Yeah.
87,000 acres, gentlemen.
I put it in perspective. I say 1% of the entire world vineyard.
What?
I said that. So 1%. It's tiny. It cannot be tinier.
Gentlemen, do y'all have any idea of how to conceptualize 87,000 acres?
Manhattan.
Manhattan. So we're dealing with something the size of the Manhattan. And four of our peanut gallery back here, I've heard the comment that women always make it smaller anyway. That's just a male perception, dear. That's why men can't read a map. Ultimately, they always think an inch is a mile. God forbid.
That's why you cannot park a car.
Why? Who can't park a car?
Girls. You know
oh,
why?
Why?
That's a European joke, so don't take offense. Don't sue me. That's because it has centuries. We make you thinking that is 30 inches.
Oh, yes, you are definitely going to have to sit back and watch this one on the website. So we are having fun here in the studio, and of course, we're talking a little bit about champagne. But right now, indeed, it seems like we have recovered from our technical difficulties, and we do have a call on the wine line. Right now, we have Barry, and Barry is calling from New York. Barry, welcome to the Wine Crush. Are you sure you're up for this?
Hey, Laura, I'm ready for you anytime. Really love the show, especially up here in upstate New York.
Well,
it's really cold this time of year.
My heart goes out to you. At least it's easy to keep your champagne chilled. Just set it on the back porch.
Exactly. We're year-round champagne drinkers here, and we were curious. We actually do also like the domestic sparkling wines, and I was wondering how the recession might be affecting the champagne business.
So, Barry, you're talking about the Domaine Canaros we own in Napa?
That would be the specific one, absolutely.
Okay.
We also like some of the Pacific Northwest bottles, but certainly, yes, your brand is one of our faves as well.
Yeah, exactly. So definitely during the crisis, people just, you know, came down one or two steps, definitely to sparkling wine, especially local sparkling wine, to, I would say, support their local industry and, you know, American product, which totally makes sense on my side. Now, obviously, the euro was a little bit less expensive in 08. We had a 1.35, you know, currency exchange. So we could bring a lot of champagne and put some money, that's what we did, all of us, all champagne together, whatever the name, to put down the pricing. And I'm sure you noticed under the shelves, it's inexpensive regarding what it used to be 2 years ago.
Yes, I've noticed that. Actually, in a lot of the grocery stores, I've noticed what seemed to be display space here in our New York market, where they're making it available and kind of enticing us to sample some of the champagnes and sparkling wines that we had previously maybe not have had such visibility of those brands.
Yeah, sometimes we work.
Yeah, actually,
very good,
Barry. I'm going to carry on your question because it's interesting. Obviously, we know that vintage champagne. There's certain years where champagne is made. Is champagne in the same situation, not necessarily Tattinger, you can answer for Tattinger, mm-hmm. champagne as a whole, you see a lot of still wines that are behind on their vintages as they try and roll out the new vintages, they're still stockpiled on the old ones. Is that affecting champagne or are we going to see further price reductions?
Yes and no, but in champagne, as you know, we do not have to do a vintage champagne every year. We do it when we want, and normally decent champagne house choose the most exceptional, you know, harvest. Though having said that, let's say average you got 5 vintage champagne per decade. So we're not running after the next vintage coming. But definitely that there was a no. The yes is we have the not vintage champagne, that which coming, you know, not next year but any time, and we have to do our numbers to make business, definitely. So that's why we get lower the pricing, we make some tasting like, you know, our dear gentleman, you know, was talking about, and we try to make visibility, make some packaging. Everything, you know, just to make it more attractive.
Makes sense. Well, Barry, thank you for calling in the Wine Crush. I hope we answered your question, and thank you for being a loyal listener. It's nice to know that Northerners do listen to
thank
me.
Thank you.
Thanks,
thank
Barry.
You all. We'll be listening.
You're
Bye-bye.
A great market, upstate New York. Thanks.
I have another question for you, kind of following up on that. Do you see any of the champagne houses that might make a business decision based on how they're bottling their champagne and maybe choose to not do a vintage champagne in a specific year based on the economy? Or is there always going to be a market for that vintage champagne?
I think it's going to be always a market, maybe a niche market right now, but always. It's possible what you say. We don't feel it because we talk to each other. It's a small vineyard, like I said. Even, you know, Laura had some difficulty to understand my perspective. But having said that, I would say the problem we have is just to keep the image. And champagne must stay a luxury. But, you know, when you go in a retail shop, you got the luxury product for $35. So when I hear, oh, it's expensive, I'm just asking each of you, listen to us, how many stuff you don't need in plastic, so not really green, if we want to be fashionable, you have in your basement and you try to sell during your weekend. And just make the account, just accounting all the invoices of your basement stuff and how many cases of champagne you could have.
I'm just thinking about how many cases of champagne I have in my basement. We're going to have to take a small break right here because, as always, we have to make spot for our commercial announcements. But when we return, we, of course, will further answer the luxury question. I have a couple of my own.
Visit WineCrush.com for guest information, wine recommendations, and more. This is the Wine Crush.
Z-Max. It helps your car, truck, motorcycle, or boat save gas and last longer. The secret of Z-Max is micro-lubrication. Z-Max penetrates deep into the metal of your engine and drivetrain where regular oil can't. Z-Max reduces heat and friction, dissipates carbon buildup, restores power, and reduces fuel consumption. Z-Max maintains mileage in your new car and improves mileage in your older car. Log on to Z-Max.com to find a Z-Max retail performance partner. Z-Max. Performance you can feel.
Available at Walmart.
Mr. Jackson, we're calling to say you're late on your credit card bill. Can you please call us to schedule a payment and avoid future late fees?
If you're getting collection calls from your credit card companies and you want to put a stop to it, gather your bills now and call the Debt Helpline.
Mr. Jackson, we've been trying to reach you. If we don't hear from you soon, your account will go into collections.
We can help you stop the late and over limit fees on most of your credit cards and reduce your high interest rates, in some cases up to 60%.
Mr. Jackson, this is our last warning call. The next call will be from our legal department.
Get your debt and credit card bills under control. Gather your bills and call today for a free consultation on how we can help you get out of debt. 800-948-6815. 800-948-6815. That's 800-948-6815.
When a legend like Carroll Shelby puts Z-Max in every car he owns, maybe you should too.
I know it works.
Z-Max with micro-lubrication reduces wear on vital engine parts and increases horsepower. If you're a custom engine builder or a do-it-yourselfer, Z-Max belongs in your car. Z-Max. Easy to use. One in your gas and one in your oil every 5,000 miles.
I put my name on the line on that, and I mean it.
Log on to ZMAX.com and find a retail performance partner. Z-Max. Performance you can feel.
Available at Walmart.
Mozart toasties are so very great. Kids rejoice when Mozart's on their plate.
They know they're quite nutritious
and so delicious.
They'll lick the dishes
and soon you'll realize how impactful your kids' involvement in the arts can be. They'll get better grades, make more friends, and express their individuality. When they learn to play some music, act or paint or dance or write creatively.
Hot from the toaster and filled with the essential creative thinking skills of an 18th century musical genius, Mozart Toasties are an important part of an arts-healthy childhood. Studies show that involvement in the arts helps kids increase test scores and promotes academic achievement. Feed your kids the arts. For 10 simple ways to learn how, visit AmericansForTheArts.org. The arts. Ask for more. Brought to you by Americans for the Arts, the NAM Foundation, and the Ad Council.
Love that seems strong was not meant to be.
Welcome back to The Wine Crush. I'm Laura Lawson. Today we have a studio full of people just to have fun, talk about champagne, and to see what's on everybody's mind. We're talking about whether champagne is a luxury, what goes in the champagne, French and American relations, you name it, the topic is wide open, and we are carrying on. I want to actually touch back on something we talked about before the break. Jerome, you made a great comment about champagne being a luxury, but you did say that champagne must always remain a luxury. Why is that?
Because it's a royal beverage.
Why is it a royal beverage? I mean, I know I'm a queen anyway. I am the queen of my realm. I am definitely a princess. But nevertheless, why is it considered a royal beverage?
Really, what I appreciate in you is your humility. So to answer your question...
and it's taken many years to achieve that great humility.
I'm sure about that. So to answer to your question, that it has been introduced as a royal beverage because in Reims, or Reims, what you say in America, this special name we have for the capital, Champagne Vineyard, used to be the place where the kings in France were crowned. And, of course, they were crowned, and they had a party with a local one, which was champagne. At this time, it was not bubbly, and after 16th, 17th century, it started to be bubbly. So long story short, it was only safe for them, and they used to drink in the castle, like Versailles Castle. After it became kind of a popular beverage and access to you, which is great, but we have to keep this perception, which it is, because due to the tiniest small part of the vineyard which represent, we want to keep this image.
Well, it makes sense. Was it Churchill said, we don't fight for France, we fight for champagne?
Yeah, and he's right.
So
that's what he left us behind in Dunkirk in 1940. He took only the English, you know, Marines in his boat.
I understand it perfectly. But see, you say it's a royal beverage. I mean, you're sitting here in a country that's a democracy. We moved here to get away from the royal beverage. And I think that's something we're talking about. And it's one of the things we started out with the concept, Americans only drink champagne when it's a special occasion. And I think it's an image like that, that people thinking it's a royal beverage, it's an expensive beverage, that keep people from drinking it every day.
Yeah, but may I say, stop saying it's expensive. It's not that expensive. Take an example. I'm talking in general, not only for my stuff, but just for champagne. Wine. You want a great bottle of wine? It's going to be $85 to $100, whatever is Burgundy, Napa, or Bordeaux, to just name those, okay? For $35.99, you got a bottle of champagne. So where is expensive? Now, for celebration, which means special days, graduation of the tiny one because you stop paying his college, which I understand, it's a great day. For the parents, you take a Blanc de Blanc vintage, you take, you know, a Magnum, you got something really special in the champagne lane. People see champagne as one with bubbles, but you've got, and you have it in the studio today, seven different ones, from $35 to $300 a bottle. So that's my point. A celebration, we hear it that way in Europe, but we had two world wars and 58 million people dead. So we know that every day you got your two legs, your two arms, and you take it for granted, we stand up and you're in good health, that's celebration.
There we go.
That's my point.
Every day above ground is a good one. Exactly.
Cheers, honey.
Cheers, darling. All right, so we're talking about champagne. At least some of us are. We have a group left unheard of for the most part. Gary, you're off being awful quiet for a man who's experienced behind that microphone.
Well, you know, I was sitting here trying to come up with the perfect question for Jerome, and I think I've got it.
I've
sat back and I've said, all right, what is the perfect question? We've heard a little bit about champagne. We've heard some of the technical aspects of champagne, when to drink champagne, which is all the time. It's good with every meal. But here's a question for you. You're an incredible storyteller. So tell us a story, Jerome. Tell us all about the strangest place that you drank champagne or the best story you've ever heard about something similar to that.
It took you 40 minutes to come up with that question?
That's a good question.
All right.
I will answer the two questions and it's one answer. But, okay, I'm married now, but it was way a time I was not married. Now you start to, like, it's crispy story. The best and the weird or what's strangest in a place, it was in a suite in a hotel. I came with 12 magnums, filled out the bathtub and made love all night.
That's strange?
That's not strange. That's delicious.
Okay.
I thought that was one of those everyday French things.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I was not working for Tattinger this time. It cost me a lot.
See, that's one of the reasons why we have a perception of champagne being expensive. They keep filling it up with bathtubs.
But, of course, you have to be chilled champagne, so you have to be motivated.
Well, Gary, I've
got...
all right, here we go. This was resembling lunch. Well, Gary, of course, that puts you on the spot. It must have stemmed from the idea that you were thinking of a very strange place you had drunk champagne.
Well, there I was. It was me, a couple of Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders. No, that was in a dream.
Okay.
I think the best place was climbing. This sounds so cliched, though. I almost don't even want to say it. Maybe I'll make up something.
Come on.
No, it was climbing a mountain. We brought a bottle of champagne with us, and we climbed a mountain up in New Hampshire called Mount Monadnock. And it was me and a girlfriend of mine, and opening up the bottle there and being alone. Doesn't this sound smarmy and so romantic?
Going to go in the same sentence? I worry about you.
Gary, well, it is. It's... Was it good or was it cork?
All right. I think we are going to take a grand detour at this point and kind of walk away from that concept. But actually, it brings up a whole different side of champagne I hadn't thought about. Now, we talk about champagne and we talk about royal and expensive times and the fact we use it for celebration. Why is champagne always linked to romantic occasions? Why can't it just be people starting out the meal? Why does it always have to be something between a man and a woman? Are there not times where you can just drink champagne? Can girlfriends and I not hang out and drink it? Why is there always a romantic liaison attached with champagne? Frank, I haven't heard a word from you. You're probably good for this one.
I just woke up. Thank you, Laura.
Okay.
No, I really don't know that there's a reason that it has to be a romantic occasion at all. I've known many people that just, like you said, open a bottle of wine, a bottle of champagne as an everyday occasion, and for no reason to celebrate.
You know, it's interesting. I'm sitting here and I'm in a room full of men, but yet the two stories they tell about champagne involve talking about being with a woman or some kind of experience. And I think that's an interesting question for our listeners. Give me an idea. Call on the wine line 877-4-CRUSH-1 or either email me lauralawson@winecrush.com. I'm not looking for specific details, but I'm looking for a reason. Why do men think champagne is romantic? Why do men think that this is like the key to a woman's heart? Now, granted, you give me Tattinger Rosé, and I'm certainly going to be happy. Jerome, we're going to wrap this segment. You have one of my favorite quotes ever, something along the lines of...
About champagne? No,
yes.
Older ladies are beautiful. With above champagne, they are outstanding.
All right. I'm going to give you a little bit of credit on that one. Right now, we're going to have to take a small break, but when we return, I'm going to tell you about the absolute best quote I've ever heard, and we're going to take a moment to wrap up this week's segment.
Need a wine recommendation for a party? Want Laura to address something on the show? Email her at lauralawson@winecrush.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you get it. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need affordable health insurance to get it.
Here's the number. Call right now. 800-799-9991. 800-799-9991.
Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need affordable family health insurance, call now.
800-799-9991. 800-799-9991. 800-799-9991.
Not available in all states. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richland Hills, Texas. Policy series on file. Not licensed in New York.
Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway announcement.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, against the better judgment of our management team, we're going to prove to you once and for all that Proactive works. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive and receive our legendary refining face mask free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first callers and you'll receive a 60-day trial of Proactive Solution risk-free, plus a free refining face mask when you call 1-800-727-8614.
Proactive's combination therapy system uses prescription-grade acne medicine and soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. It's so effective it transforms blemishes and bumps into clear, smooth skin.
You can have beautiful, healthy-looking skin. Put us to the test and we'll prove it. Get your risk-free 60-day trial plus a free refining face mask. Call toll free now. 1-800-727-8614. That's 1-800-727-8614.
Have you ever dreamed of being a karate master? Well, stop dreaming and start chopping with the Karate Glove.
Hi, my name's Molly, inventor of the Karate Glove, and I have just 1.5 words for you. Hi-ya!
The karate glove chops through anything. Just put it on and instantly chop through wood, concrete, brick walls, trees, small cars. It can even chop through these 8 guitars. It chops things.
If I can invent a karate glove, just imagine what you can do. Visit inventnow.org to get started on your invention. Anything's possible. Keep thinking.
Brought to you by the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, the National Inventors Hall of Fame Foundation, and the Ad Council.
It's hi-ya time!
This is The Wine Crush, and I'm Laura Lawson, accompanied by a host of great people in the wine business. Most importantly, Jerome Jendin. He is actually the International Director for Tattinger. And we've had a lot of fun cutting up on today's show, talking about different aspects of champagne, talking about different aspects of French and American relations, but most importantly, how champagne can fit into everyday lives. Now, listen, we're having so much fun with the show, and the fact that there's still 4 bottles of champagne left, we're going to keep this show rolling in the sense that those of you who are enjoying the show are going to have to join us next week. We are going to continue on with Jerome and, of course, our peanut gallery. But as we look towards that, understand what we promised at the top of the show. We are going to let the Frenchman loose with a sword. As you can see, we're already loose with corks here in the studio, so things are going to get very interesting. So you have to stick around, join us for next week here at The Crush, so that you can see how that turns out. Well, Jerome, before we took a quick break, I asked you what exactly was the quote I was looking for, and it took some of our good friends to come up with it. Somewhere along the lines of the only wine in the world that what?
Yeah, the champagne Tattinger. When you drink it, the ladies don't say no anymore, they say maybe. Have a nice evening, guys.
Yes, of course, Jerome needs all the help that he can get. But in all sincerity, if one thing we have hit home in this segment is the fact that champagne should be an everyday celebration. It is not a luxury item. It is not the drink of kings. It's the drink of every single one of us. And Jerome certainly hit a nerve with me in the sense that every day above ground, with everything that's going on in the world, from all the earthquakes, from all the recession to everything that's happening, any day that you can have a wonderful day and wake up is a great day to raise a glass and a good reason to gather with friends, to gather with yourself or anybody else. All right, well, this has been this week's Wine Crush. And as always here in The Crush, we remind you to sip socially, to drink responsibly, to drink what you like, not what you're told, but most importantly, in vino veritas, in wine, there is truth. I'm Laura Lawson, and I'll talk with you next week.